Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Ben McKnight, State Extension Cotton Specialist for Texas A&M University AgriLife Extension. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
You know, nutrient management in crop production is essential to productivity and to obtaining profitable yield goals. A grower is only capped their maximum productivity by the most limiting resource. Okay, so for instance, if we have ample sunlight, water resources, everything that we need to produce a profitable crop, if there's just one component out of the entire set of resources that that crop plant needs to be able to produce, then that's going to be our limiting factor. And that could be something as simple as not enough nitrogen or a micronutrient like calcium or magnesium or a whole number of different things. And so soil testing, in my opinion, is essential to knowing what the quantity is in the soil. And we can also utilize soil testing to go into the year with a plan. And so oftentimes growers have yield goals. And in an effort to meet those yield goals, soil testing, and again, in my opinion, is essential because you need to know what's there and whether or not you have the resources that are going to be needed by the crop to produce that anticipated yield goal. I think that once a year is probably an ideal regimen to get in for soil testing. And, you know, there's some other things, particularly with cotton. You know, we think of nitrogen, and nitrogen, of course, takes center stage right now just because we've heard so much about the flux of the price. Nitrogen inputs are considerably more expensive now than they were a year or 2 years ago. But for cotton, there's some other very important plant nutrients, particularly potassium and also phosphorus as well. And so potassium is needed almost nearly in the same quantity that nitrogen is needed to produce a profitable yield. And so that's one thing that I think growers need to be aware of is staying on top of these plant nutrients like phosphorus and potassium. And so soil testing will also give us an indication of, you know, what those plant nutrients are looking like and the way they behave over time. How much are we removing from the soil? How much do we need to replace? And so especially for things like potassium, in a lot of cases, our growers are going to manage that and put those inputs out in the fall or winter leading up to planting season in the spring. And so, again, it's just important to have that information as early as possible so that you can go into the next year with a game plan for nutrient management.